boy Carter. Time to strike a match and light up this juke joint.
One by one, you hang them high. Your hands are steady in your sleep at night. How did you turn your heart to stone? I don't want them back, but I can't let go. Hangman, answer me now. You owe me a debt. You stole him from me. I hated you once. I envy you now. Just tell me how. Tell me how.
Hi, guys.
That was like, is this some kind of crossover country into Bridgerton music?
So that is Dolly Parton and Beyonce. From Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Carter, and with your Dolly shirt. And I feel like...
Oh, my God, that was perfect.
We're representing. And my tan.
I love all of this.
I feel like we're representing. I feel like I'm trying to look like Beyonce. I never will. But I just would love it if... I could ever be somehow related to Beyonce. But anyways, that's from her Cowboy Carter album. And for those of you who don't know, I am obsessed with her new album. And I know a lot of people like don't like Beyonce or whatever. But I read this whole article.
Ooh.
A lot of people don't. But I read this whole article about why she came up with this album. And like a few years back, she went to the CMA Awards and she performed with the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
And she said that she had never felt so unwelcomed in her life as she did with the CMA Awards. She said that people were outwardly very rude to her and made her feel very unwelcome. And so she felt so uncomfortable. She went home and she actually looked it up and she found out that like actually 50% of cowboys back in the day were black. And actually a lot of original country riffs, I mean, you're talking, it comes from the South. A lot of it comes from, it has black ancestry in it, and it has like a lot to do with like original beats and melodies that like slaves would say back in the day, and then it was adapted by white people.
Shocking.
So right. Shocking. So Beyonce did a ton of research and actually was like, I deserve to be here as much as anybody else. So if you see a black woman at the Country Music Awards, you should not be surprised, because black people are a huge part of country music. And just because you're uneducated, I'm about to tell you that I deserve to be here.
For real.
So this whole album is meant to be listened to from beginning to end as one long story. It starts as American Requiem. Requiem. I can't say words. And it goes all the way down. And it's a long story. And she has Dolly Parton. She has Linda Martell. She has Willie Nelson. She has Miley Cyrus. She has Post Malone. But she also has 6 up-and-coming black country singers featured on her album.
Oh, my God.
And
I love that.
Because of her now, they're all in, like, the top Billboard Top 100. They were featured at the CMA Awards they just had last weekend. So, like, I love that not only is she, like, the door should be open for me and people who look like me, but she's also doing that actively for young country singers who are black.
That's amazing.
So bravo to Beyonce. And I always say, like, even if you don't love someone's music, I can respect where that came from.
I hope that she wins Album of the Year for her country.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Or but anyways, Album of the Year, whatever the Grammy is that she hasn't won.
Welcome to our podcast.
Hi.
This is Faith.
This is Anna.
It's been a few weeks because we've been vacationing.
Are we calling it vacations?
Very accurate.
We were out of town.
We were out of town with our families. It was fun. No, it was fine. I'm not dogging. Listen, a vacation's a vacation. When you're from Buffalo, you'll take any amount of sunshine you can get.
I did not. My skin was like, what's this?
Yeah. I burned. I don't know if you can tell because I'm in front of the pink light right now. I burnt to a crisp. And Dan's like, I've never seen you burn before. And I'm like, I think it's because it's been so long since my body has seen the sun that it didn't know what to do.
Oh my God.
Or this is 40. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Did you wear sunscreen?
I've never worn sunscreen. I mean, I've never worn it in my life. I understand. I know. We just lost Ritual as a sponsor. But but no, I never wear sunscreen. I do have SPF in my face lotion that I wear every day. So I did have sunscreen on my face. That's about it.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
So we're sorry that there was a little bit of a pause, but we couldn't get our shit together. But this brings me right into the first thing I want to talk about. Oh, I went to pull up my notes with our podcast notes, and it literally just had my shopping list. I'm like, that's not it. Also, that's not it. Where did I put my podcast notes? Oh, Lord.
I also can't find mine. So
I can't find my podcast notes. Oh, my gosh. And I wrote a whole thing. Okay. Well, I remember the first thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
So speaking of getting our shit together. We have to have a conversation, and we're going to have it on air.
I don't want to talk about that.
So we've kind of winged this whole season, right? We're like, oh, I guess we should podcast. And we didn't even
been like 6 months.
It's literally been like 20 episodes.
Ad-free.
You're welcome, guys. Ad-free. You've had about 20 episodes ad-free.
We did have Rise in there.
We threw a couple in here and there, but for the most part, ad-free. And like, we have people who actively want to sponsor us, and we're just like, we're just doing this weird little, this is like our eclipse season. Like, we're just, we're just like showing up for a hot second, which has now turned into 20 episodes.
Yep.
But we need to get it together, because we've had some like high listening, like numbers.
Really?
Yeah. We have a ton of new listeners, and, brace yourself. If we had a drum roll sound effect, which again, fifth season, we should probably have these fucking sound effects.
Are we on Mars? Do we have a listener on Mars?
No.
Oh.
But we do have an intern.
Oh my God. I totally forgot about this.
I had someone approach me.
Uh-huh.
And I will not say on air who it is. She is, I'll say it to you off air, obviously. Okay. She is a huge podcast fan. She is dying to be our intern. She said she would be in charge of doing all of our sponsorship for us.
Great.
And I said, in return, she just wants to be on an episode to talk to us.
Oh, my God. Okay. I want you to type it in your phone who it is, because I need to know this now.
I actually don't know if you know this person. Okay, hold on. I'm writing this.
I was under the assumption that the interview process for... No, I don't.
Oh, I love her. I love her. This is really exciting. And spoiler alert, she's in the demographic of 20 to 25-year-olds, and she is a huge listener of our podcast.
What do we talk about that she likes?
I think this will be
the Bravo.
I don't even think she watches Bravo. What? She loves listening to us. She said that it is her favorite podcast to listen to.
Oh my God. I love her already.
She is the cute. I love her. We will talk off air about her.
Okay.
But she wants to be on our podcast. She wants to be an intern.
Okay.
And I told her that if she could secure our sponsorships, we will give her a percentage of all the sponsorships she secured. And she literally told me five companies that she has that she's going to get to sponsor our podcast.
I just love that all of this negotiation happened without a word of it being expressed to me.
Well,
just, this is done.
Her and I talk, and we talk like you and I talk. Mm-hmm. And that whole conversation was 20 minutes. And she's like, I got you five sponsors right now. She's like, they're willing to give you this much. I told them money only and then for ads. I was like, oh, okay.
Does this mean we have to podcast through the whole summer, though?
Well, maybe we'll start this up for like the next season. We'll take a little hiatus at some point. But either way, we have an intern. She said she'd help us with social media. She said she'd help us with our sponsorships. She is heaven sent in general. This person is an angel.
Oh,
obviously,
God.
She listens to us.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, but I'm so excited to have her
amazing.
On. Yeah, she's pretty fantastic. And I also want to tell you that my friend was on spring break. And she goes on a spring break with her whole family, her mom, her brothers, everyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my friend is in her 40s. Her mom, I would assume, is probably between like 65 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
They are laying out on the beach on vacation. And she sends me a text and she goes, Faith, I'm on the beach with my mother.
Mm.
She is laughing out loud and I can hear your voice coming out of her headphones. And I found out that she is listening to your podcast.
How are we reaching these?
And she's like, and I asked her, Mom, do you know that that's Faith? And she's like, yeah, I've been listening to her podcast forever.
Oh my God.
She loves our podcast. She's a huge fan. And she goes, and never once did she tell me she listened or that like made the connection. She's just been listening to our podcast for a long time.
Oh my God.
So I'd like to say that, like, I don't know why we're not getting Buffalo's Best Podcast, probably because we don't weekly stick to any sort of schedule.
Or we don't announce when people should nominate us.
Yeah. But, but the fact that we reach audiences that are 20 to 25 and equally like 65 to 75.
Like, what is going on?
She's like actively listening to our podcast. And Maria's like, I keep trying to video her because she's audibly laughing on the beach right now.
This is
listening
hilarious.
To your podcast.
What?
Yeah. So shout out if you know who you are. I feel incredibly honored that we are bringing in all of the we can be the gap. We can mend the gap. We can bridge it. We can bridge.
I was like,
the gap.
I'm seeing your hand motions, but
we're
they're
bridging.
Not making sense.
We're bridging
with what you
the
were
gap
saying.
Between the
generation
Gen Z and the boomers.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right. Maybe this is what our calling was.
Wow. Okay. I'm here for it now.
I feel like that just opened up us to so many different influencer ads that we could fucking unbox and start making money.
We have one person between 20 to 25 and we have another person from 65 to 75.
Well, who knows who else is out there?
I know.
Who knows?
This is weird. Should we watch what we say?
I mean, I feel
we're a little late.
Too late. Season 5. Oh my God. Do we need to do something?
Are we season 5 or season 6?
I don't know.
I don't know why anyone listens to us. We do not have anything together.
Well, this season has been our most disorganized season.
It really has been.
In fairness to us, we're just winging it. This
we
is
are.
The season
yep.
we're winging it.
Yep.
This can be like, I don't know, senioritis? I don't know.
I don't know.
We're here.
We're showing up.
We're showing up. Yeah. That's the season theme.
Okay.
So, but I really do want to thank our listeners because you guys have no idea how much it makes us happy to hear these things. Like,
yeah,
it literally, when people send me messages and stuff, I feel like I don't have the vocabulary to adequately express how much every message, every like, every follow, every share, every mention, every listen, how much it still means to us, even though we are half-assed doing it.
Listen, when Faith tells me about all of the messages she gets, except for Mike Reynolds, he always contacts me.
Okay.
And Tanya.
Yeah, I think they contact you now because I think you called them out for not contacting you. And I was like, they are on our social media.
Oh, right. Yeah, I keep forgetting about that.
Oh, my God. And who was it? Someone else just was in the salon and they're like, I saw your friend Anna and I totally wanted to say something to her and she doesn't know who I am. And by listening to the podcast, and I really want to say, and I said, please
always
go
say
up
something.
To Anna. I go, did she have a resting bitch face?
Oh.
I asked her.
It's
I said,
just,
did she have a resting bitch?
It's just my face.
She goes, no, I just didn't want to interrupt her. I said, please go up to Anna. She would be delighted. If one of you guys went up to Anna and were like, I listen to your podcast and like she genuinely does know, she would be so elated.
Unless I'm with an elderly couple that looks like my parents, please come up to me. Otherwise, they're going to ask a lot of questions. Yeah. My God.
Yeah. Please go up to Anna, guys.
Yes.
I don't know why you guys aren't going up to her.
You have no idea how much it would bring me joy.
The whole village of Hamburg would hear the screams. You guys really don't know.
And the cackles.
And the cackles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. But thank you guys. We love you. And thank you for sticking with it through our awkward phase. That's what this is.
Oh, our awkward phase.
Thank you for sticking through. Words are hard. Yeah, thank you guys for standing by us through our awkward phase.
Yes.
Which is this.
You did great.
Yeah. Anyways, wait, what? I had a whole list. I don't know where my notes are.
Oh, you better find them. Okay, so I was just in Aruba with my family, with not just like my boys and Brian came and my sisters, my brother-in-law, my niece, my nephew, and then some of my sister's friends were there. So my middle sister turned 50 this year and we decided, first of all, I never go anywhere on vacation typically, but this year I hit two major ones within like 3 months of each other. And that was, first of all, it was super fun to like travel with everybody. That part was super fun. My kids had a hard time adjusting to being Okay, one child had a hard time adjusting to being on vacation without it involving playing a sport. Like, he was very much like, what do we do? What do we do now? What are we doing now? But we had so much fun. We did
good.
My kids did tubing. I did not do that. We all did parasailing.
Oh,
which was
fun.
Super fun. Yes, we did snorkeling.
Oh my God.
We had so much fun. So much fun. And it was just nice to like not.
You snorkeled?
I did.
I'm jealous.
I know.
I didn't get snorkeling, Anna.
I know. Nobody has. The best part was, like, there are multiple stories, but Jude hates snorkeling as much as I did before this trip.
Oh.
So I'm like, I get it. He looked at me. We're in the ocean, and he looked at me. He goes, I hate this.
Oh, I love Jude.
Okay. So this is what I want to say. We stayed at the Holiday Inn. Okay. So the first night we were there, we got there on a Wednesday. So we went to dinner. We got there late. Our flight was delayed and stuff. We got there probably around like 8 o'clock. We ate dinner. So we stayed at the Holiday Inn, but we didn't have the all-inclusive package because we wanted to be able to go wherever we wanted for food. So when we got there late, we just went there. And so we went to one of the restaurants there. So there are three towers to the Holiday Inn. Like the Palm Tower is, if you're in the ocean looking at it, it's to the right. So it's closer to like the richer places. And then the middle tower. And then there's a tower on the left that's called the Sea Tower, which is where I was. So Brian and I are in a room, and then the boys are like a few rooms down. We tried to get an adjoining room, but it didn't work out. But they were like same hall. So we have a view of the ocean, and we're away, like facing away from the resort. So we go have dinner, we get back to our room, and they were playing some music at the restaurant, which was closer to our tower. And that is also hard to say. So we go to our rooms, we're getting ready for bed. I'm like, man, that restaurant's still playing music. And we're like, we think it's like a club. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. They played music every single night. Until my nephew said it went until 3 a.m. I think he was exaggerating. It went until at least 1 a.m. Every
loud.
When I tell you our room shook.
Oh,
from the bass.
You guys stayed in the Jersey Shore Tower.
We totally stayed.
Oh God.
I was like, oh no. Brian bought earplugs, and then
God.
Yeah. He's like, I can't hear anything. This is great. I'm like, I can. I can still hear things.
Hey, cool, cool. There's two of us.
Yeah. Oh my God. Even the boys were like, what is with that music? Every night. I'm like, I know it's so bad. It was just that side. Cause one of my sisters stayed in the same tower, but she was on the resort side and she did not hear it. It was because of where we were. Faith, when I tell you I could have opened up our door and we could have had a whole dance party in our hotel room. I'm like, oh, this is so wasted on us.
Oh, man.
Although every once in a while I'd be like, oh, I like this song.
Yeah.
This is a great song. I mean, the DJ was great. Oh. I'm not going to lie. DJ was really great.
Oh,
so I
man.
Did appreciate that.
Right.
Every single night. And then the best part was, so we went Wednesday to Wednesday. Around Sunday night, the college kids came.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you were in the cheapest tower.
No, I paid the same amount of money.
You did?
Yes. So then.
I thought you meant there was like a difference in price with the towers.
Because
sometimes that happens at hotels.
No.
Oh, they were all the same amount.
They were all the same amount.
Stuck in that side.
Yeah, I got the party tower. I go, what part of them looked at me and thought,
with two children,
she needs the party tower. They probably saw the kids and were like,
what kind of shirt was Cash Money wearing? Did he have like MC Hammer on it? Because they definitely,
no,
they were like, this man enjoys a good party.
Or these kids are going to be so friggin' loud. We need something to like overcompensate.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So the one night I was coming into the hotel and into our tower, and there was a woman there. It was probably like 10:30. Okay. And this woman is there. Her husband is pushing a stroller with the sleeping toddler. And then she has probably like a 5 or 6 year old there. And there's a young couple that's waiting for the elevator. So I walk in and I realize they're having a conversation. And she's like, the woman goes, she's probably like 35, right? She's like, so like, what are your rooms like? And I look over, I'm like, huh? And she's like, we're trying to see if we want this tower because our room is kind of outdated in one of the other towers. I go, you like club music? She's like, what? And the girl, the young couple who have obviously been staying there, they're like, yeah, seriously. I go, if you like club music, this is a tower for you.
Till 1 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. And she goes, well, I do, but I don't know if these guys would. I go, no. She goes, it's just like our walls look like this. And she points to the walls in the lobby. I'm like, I don't even know who looks at the walls? She's like, and our bathroom just seems kind of outdated. So I just wanted to see if like this was more updated. I go, I don't know about that. But if you like club music, definitely stay here because it goes on until about 1 a.m.
I'm also going to be quite honest, and it's not throwing shade because my ass was not in Aruba anywhere. But like you're at the Holiday Inn at Aruba.
Yeah.
You are not in the fucking like, you know, Sandals or Royalton or Dreams or any of the other resorts you could, Hard Rock, like you are in the Holiday Inn. Were you expecting white glove service?
So I get into,
and like, I do know that Holiday Inn is beautiful in Aruba.
No, it's a freaking Holiday Inn,
but like, still, it's a beautiful resort. It has a lot to offer for families.
Yeah,
I know other people have stayed there and they're like, it's a Holiday Inn, but it's not like a Holiday Inn Inn. It's,
it was nice.
And it I does mean, have it the all inclusive option. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a Holiday Inn.
Yes. So I go into she leaves with her family. My favorite part was I looked at her husband. He goes, I don't care.
So he was having a great time.
Oh man, and that toddler was sleeping. I'm like, you guys got to go to bed.
Yeah,
that's what you guys got to do.
Get out of here.
Yeah, the music's gonna start any minute now. She's gonna wake up.
Yeah, you know where they don't play music? The Sandals over there.
Yes. So I get into the elevator to go to my room, and the young couple goes in there, and the door shuts, and the girl goes, "She's pretty picky." For someone. I go, who's staying at the Holiday Inn?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, like maybe the Ritz would have been a better hotel for you. I'm like, you're out of your mind, lady. Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
real boy. Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we started our adventure, our vacation in airport adventure, because of course I got stuck in an airport, because why wouldn't I get stuck in an airport? It seems to be my new hobby.
You live there now.
Yeah, I do. I live in the airport. I said, oh my God, I'm like that stupid Tom Hanks movie, because they're all stupid. The Terminal. And I'm like, now I live here. Now I'm an airport person.
Oh my God.
But I had no kids. Like, it was just Dan and I, and no kids. And I'm going to be honest, when you are a parent and you have your kids all the time, 8 hours stuck in an airport, sans kids, was not bad.
It's basically a mall with a bar.
It's a mall with a bar that planes come out of. Right. And we were kidless. And of course, you're going on vacation, so bank account's full.
Oh my God, for real.
We had a ball. It was like
That's so nice.
But then we got wasted off our asses at the martini bar. And okay, so we go to this martini bar. Speaking of good DJs, we go to this martini bar, had phenomenal bartender, best martini I've ever had aside from my husband's.
Wow.
Like, unbelievable martini. He was like, this is a fantastic Manhattan. She was such a great bartender. She liked us in the beginning.
Oh.
And she was playing music, and the music ranged from like 90s, 2000s, like all these classics, like amazing songs, like every song that came out, I'm like, I love this song.
Oh,
and I'm like dancing.
That was like the DJ in Aruba.
Right. But like we're in an airport and I'm realizing I'm screaming and dancing and people are just trying to make it to their flights. Like I need to calm down. But right, I wasn't. Right. I was out of my mind. I left my phone charger, a book. lipstick. I left a lot in the airport. I will forever have left my mark on the Baltimore airport because I got up when we had to go and Dan's like, come on, you need to eat something. And I just got up and left all of my stuff at said bar and left. And then we ate and then we got on the flight and I go, I don't have any of my stuff. So that was number one. Number two, I am a gigantic fan of Danny Pellegrino. Gigantic. And this man comes walking by and it looks just like him. I mean, I am like, now I'm also drunk. So he could actually look like Tom Hanks. It actually probably was Tom Hanks. But he walked by
woman.
Me. Or woman, child. But he walked by me and I was like, that's Danny Pellegrino. And he turned and I saw his head. I go, oh, Dan, that's Danny Pellegrino. And I'm so excited because Danny Pellegrino's like famous if you follow him, but if you don't, you would never know who he was. Yeah. So like nobody's ever gonna be like, that's a famous person.
Yeah.
I am physically shitting my pants and I'm wasted.
Oh my okay? God.
So I'm like, oh my fucking God, it's Danny Pellegrino. And the guy turns and it absolutely was not Danny Pellegrino. And I was like, So instead of just like letting it go, because I am wasted, I send the real Danny Pellegrino.
Oh God.
A message.
Oh, this gets better.
I screenshot it and send it to Anna. That's about, I don't know, a couple good paragraphs long. Redescribing this entire situation to him. Let me find said message. And
I
sent him this message. Oh, I don't even know how to find things right now because this is where my life is at.
Are you still drunk?
I might be. Oh, here we go. Danny Pellegrino. Oh, he never read the second message I sent. Shocking.
Oh.
Shocking. He's just left me. He actually might have blocked me.
Oh, my God. What?
Well, it doesn't say that he like read it, but like I've sent it a while ago and it's just sitting there. So maybe he blocked me. I mean, I don't think he blocked me.
Maybe he just didn't open it.
Sent Wednesday. Let me see if I can see his profile. Oh, no, but I still have access to his profile.
Oh, my God. No.
So I would just like to say, oh, also, like, if you don't listen to Danny Pellegrino, you're not going to understand all this. But this is the message I sent to Danny Pellegrino, who I'm obsessed with. Longtime listener.
Oh, my God.
This is why you guys should send us messages. And I will be much kinder than him.
He actually was.
He was very kind.
Considering
sorry,
that
I'm
message,
sorry. I just think he's blocked me now, and I'm devastated. Okay, longtime listener, I'm stranded at the Baltimore airport. Thanks, East Coast Storm, you minx. I'm three martinis in because what else can I do? And a man walked by, and I swear to Lucifer, I thought it was you. And unable to control my voice volume, I screamed, Danny Pellegrino, I fucking love you. He, in fact, was not Danny Pellegrino. Once realizing this, for whatever reason, I turned the other way and yelled, Matt, get me a Diet Coke, to test said man. Anyways, your podcasts are everything, and I'm glad you weren't actually here to witness the world's creepiest, drunkest, most terrifying celeb interaction. I'll be sending all messages going forward from Baltimore TSA. Thank you. And he wrote, haha, thank you. Sorry it wasn't me. And then I wrote, I'm actually very glad it wasn't you. That is not how I imagined our first interaction.
Oh. Oh. That is creepy. That last part's creepy. You're going to be glad. Can you unsend it if he hasn't seen it yet?
It has been there for a week.
Yeah.
He saw it.
Oh. Yeah, I think I know why he didn't respond.
So cool, cool, cool. I got drunk and messaged DM celebrities. I mean, at least it wasn't Chris Evans. I stopped doing that.
I'm so glad the disclaimer, I stopped doing that, was added. Last time I did that was like 6 months ago.
I used to get drunk and send Chris Evans messages.
Can't imagine why that didn't work out with us.
It was like, oh my God, this is an amazing podcast with this girl I think you'd really have a connection with. You should listen to it. And I would send him links to listen to our podcast almost every time I drank. Hi, I know I don't know you, but you have the same sense of humor as this girl who's on this podcast. Let me see if I can find my Chris Evans DMs.
He has probably blocked you. All of that deserves blocking.
Oh, yes. Look at it. And I said,
oh, my God.
I sent your Buffalo News article to him.
Why? Do you have no respect for me at all? What are you doing?
You should.
Oh, my God. You know what the best part is? You were totally drunk. He said, she said, the Buffalo News article and says, you should seriously check out this article about this female entrepreneur. She's incredible. First of all, I am not a female entrepreneur. So thanks for that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so
take your phone away. Yeah,
this article was amazing.
Oh, my God.
I literally, I'm going to post this on our social media. I'm screenshotting it that I have actively sent Chris Evans photos of Anna when I'm drunk to try to make him.
What the fuck? What part of that made you think he'd be like, oh, maybe I should listen to this girl? This girl really knows what she's talking about.
Wait, I have to read this one. Hey, okay. Chris.
Oh my God.
I had to show you it so you can see.
It is so long. Are those prayer hands? Oh my God.
There's this incredibly smart and hilarious podcast, and one host might actually be your soulmate. Joking, but not really. You should check them out on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Let's just go for one. You're mentioned in quite a few episodes.
At no point do you say, I'm also part of this podcast. Us as they? What
is, oh my God. I love and respect how you use your platform both personally and professionally and also politically. Your real life Captain America. Thanks. Prayer hands.
Why the prayer hands, though?
I was probably drunk.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Has anyone else noticed? Our two listeners.
I would have also like to show you how many other times I messaged Chris.
Oh, my God. Oh, high five hands on that one. Always a red heart, though. Good for you.
I keep trying to get to message him because then once he opens up, when he'll see all of them.
Okay. So, again, I just want to point out, has anyone noticed that in Faith's efforts to try to get me and Chris Evans together by... I think this can only be described as pimping me to him. You have actually done the opposite. Like, this is, you're lucky I already knew that I didn't have a chance with that guy because I would be so mad at you. I would be so mad at you.
I just want to say that apparently my hobbies are getting drunk at airports and DMing celebrities that do not want anything to do with me. It's cool.
Oh my God.
Wait till I become famous someday and then I'll be like, I actually DM'd you.
No, you should. Please don't ever admit that. Because then they'll have stuff to use against you.
If I ever meet Chris Evans, though, instantly only going to FaceTime you and be like, you have to meet my friend Anna right now.
I pray for both you and Chris Evans that you never meet.
I pray for his wife that we don't have.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting he's married.
Whatever. And now I don't know what to do if I ever see Danny Pellegrino.
Oof. That's a rough one.
My friend messages you all the time.
My friend with a username.
My name's Anna.
But my other friend is a lovely Asian, but I'm not her.
I got a lot of Asian friends.
I'm Lau.
I'm a lovely Lau.
Oh my God. Well, this goes right into me and one of my wait what's.
Okay.
Well, all of mine are on vacation. So we had an issue with key cards and keeping our key cards. And I had multiple times yelled at the boys because they kept losing their key cards. And two of the rooms were under my name. So I had to get more key cards for them because everyone lost them. And then it was probably like 2 days before we left. I locked myself out of the room.
No.
And Brian's key card was also in the room. Brian was not. Oh. He was downstairs. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I have to go down to the desk. Now, keep in mind, I've got nothing on me. I didn't even have shoes on. I had to go use, I had to walk with Jude's bright blue Crocs that have like an MVP, like whatever those things are that you poke them in. I had to go get his Crocs to walk down to go get a new key. So I go down there and it's in a different tower. Oh. So here I go now on track. My journey.
Yeah, on the track.
I'm on the track in my Crocs. And I get to the front desk and I'm like, I am very sorry, but I have locked myself out of my room.
Oh, God.
And he goes, you are not the first. You will not be the last. I go, that makes me feel better. Thank you.
But you will be the only woman in that age demographic. The rest of them are the college kids.
Wearing those shoes.
Partying in the sea tower.
Or the geriatrics.
So, our demographic, all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, exactly.
All of them. My we love you guys. Demographic. We love you guys.
So, sorry, I called you geriatrics. So he goes, okay. So he walks. So he plugs in my information. He goes and makes the copies. And he goes, can I have your hand, please? Now, put your hand out. No, like you're going to take my hand. So I give him my hand and I hold his hand like that.
Oh, God.
And
oh, God. I'm feeling uncomfortable.
And then he turns my hand. He was trying to look at my bracelet.
Oh. Oh, 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 oh.
And I straight up held his hand.
In an affectionate way. Like we it was very affectionate. Like we I just felt really uncomfortable. I was like, am I bisexual? What's happening? I was like, what's happening with my aunt? And I'm your best friend. You did that to a stranger?
So he goes, oh. And he turns it to look at my thing. I go, I didn't know you needed my wristband. And he goes, you just gave that away pretty freely.
I mean,
he goes, are you married? To make it better, I have to then look at my left hand because I can't remember that I'm on.
Oh.
I go, no. He goes, oh, that's why. And then I just want to say how proud I am of myself, because at that point, I almost started saying, well, I mean, I do have a partner who's here. But I sat myself. I sat myself. I'm so proud of myself.
After you gave him a hand job.
All right.
I don't know what else what I would call that. I don't know what else.
I held his hand.
Lovingly. That is.
It was sweet.
Honestly, I almost feel like an actual hand job is less intimate than what the fuck you just did to my hand.
I go back and I look at Brian and go, you don't want to know what just happened. He goes, what did you have
as
to
you
do
clomped away in your Crocs?
MVP is right.
Oh, God. He's like, that girl, cut her off. One margarita.
Oh, my God. I was dying. So I get back and I explain the story to Brian. He's like, are you guys legally married now in Aruba? We might be.
Yeah.
So anyway, my second husband works at the Holiday Inn in Aruba.
How are you in Cash Money? I'm asking you on air. But I probably shouldn't ask you on air.
No, we're great.
Do you guys have a great vacation?
So it has really opened up, like, because this was a lot of one-on-one time, like, with, like, parenting, right?
Sure, sure.
And it did really, we are fine. I'm going to say that.
Well, it was so funny because you got home and you sent out a text to me, Alex, and Brian, and you were like, the four of us should hang out. And I was like, okay, either something bad happened or she's going to tell us she's engaged. Either way, I need to know now.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. You didn't even respond.
I know, because I didn't know how to respond. I didn't even know how to respond. I'm like, oh, God. And then I was also on vacation.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to sit down and think about this before I respond. And then I think I just liked it.
You are ridiculous. I was like, why isn't she responding to this?
Well, I was busy because I had, you know, I had a lot going on our vacation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was taking care of Ken and her friends I was pretty much their concierge so, on their five-star vacation.
They hold your hand?
I was the staff. So, it, as was everybody else in the house catering to these children.
Oh, God.
Yeah, whatever. My kids are very lucky.
That is so funny.
One kid didn't go. And yeah. So, but anyways, I was really busy and I saw it. And then I was like, okay, I'll respond in a second. And then I kept thinking, I was like, she didn't say with Dan and Brian. I'm like, And then I was like, I wonder if everything's okay. And then I'm like, I wonder if she's okay.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
That is what went through my head. But continue.
It's literally been a week since I sent that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I figured that at this point you would have told me if something really bad or good happened. Yeah. You wouldn't have made me wait this long.
Right. No.
Because every person that would have found out either type of news before me, yeah. I would not be good with.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Okay. I'm going to be mindful next time I text stuff. I'm sorry. Because that's a lot to take in. That's a lot to go through your head all at once.
No, you don't have to apologize for my psychoticness. You did see the DMs I've sent to celebrities.
Jesus Christ. You're going to DM Chris.
You see how this brain works? Chris, I think they broke up.
I know you're still married, but I think they broke up. No.
Just in case things aren't going well with Elba.
Oh, my God. No, we did not break up.
Good.
That is
good,
very,
good, good.
We made multiple jokes about this being the end. And I think he was across the aisle from me on the ride home. And I had like put my hand on him and my sister was behind me and she's like, get a room. And I go, I'm just trying to enjoy the last few moments I have with Brian because I'm pretty sure he's going to leave me after this trip.
He not only saw you as the dynamic of a parent, he saw you in the dynamic with your two sisters.
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious.
Yeah. He got the whole Masucci.
Oh, yeah.
He has been through the thick of it.
He is immersed.
I will tell you the way my brain went, because my brain goes like, you remember Six from Blossom?
Yeah.
That is the speed of my brain.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That tracks.
Pretty accurate. My brain is me on cocaine. I've never done cocaine, but this is what I imagine.
Right.
So, like, in the moment when I was like, oh, my God, maybe they broke up. And I'm like, oh, maybe they got engaged. And then the next thought literally was, they wouldn't break up. He's her person. Aww. And then that kind of gave me comfort. And I'm like, I'll just respond later. They're fine. He is her person. So then I call my own ass down out of my hysteria.
Oh, yeah.
Because I literally was like, he's her person. They're fine.
Oh, so thank you. Yeah, it was a different dynamic, though. And it opened up a lot of conversations that we had. And it's funny, this eclipse has really opened up a lot of stuff for me and like really drudged up. The whole point of the eclipse was to like bring up shit that has been kind of sitting at the bottom that we've been ignoring and bring it up. So then you can release it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's been really cool. And the last time there was the partial eclipse here, but a big eclipse like this, was in 2017, which was right before I got divorced.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was interesting to have that dynamic because this trip really opened up a lot of conversations for us and a lot of conversations about, you know, stuff with the kids and just like the whole dynamic. And, you know, when you're blending families, that's hard.
Yeah.
And when you're blending families and neither one of us has blended families before, like that's harder.
Right.
So just like getting into the thick of it. And then we had some issues with the kids on the vacation. So it was like, it was a really beautiful conversation that happened, but I noticed how I was showing up in a way where I'm like, oh God, like, is this something we can get through? Like, is this, and even I was getting scared. And it's so funny that you said that because that's what I kept thinking and coming back to was like, no, we could totally get through this.
Yeah,
we could, like,
absolutely.
He is my person. Like,
I'm telling you, that's the first. Yeah. That was the statement that went through my head.
Yeah,
he is her person.
Yeah,
calm down, Faith. They're fine.
And it's so funny because speaking of like the shit that we create in our head and start scenarios that we start playing through. And when we sat down and had a conversation, I was like, this is what went through my head. And he goes, oh, wow, I don't think any of that. I'm like, so weird. Oh, okay.
I'll see what Chris thinks.
Hold on. Let me get Faith to DM him. But it was like, it was just a really beautiful way to communicate with each other and to like work through stuff that we don't know how to work through, but we managed it and we did it.
And my nose is running. That's cool. I'm literally laughing because my vacation was the, like, as far opposite as you could go, whereas you guys learned how to be coherent and blend and communicate. I went on this trip. Mm-hmm. Dan went on this trip. Kennedy went on this trip. We had three totally separate vacations. I just like to say that.
Oh, my God.
It was no communication, zero cohesion.
Oh, my God.
But it was lovely. All of us recharged our batteries individually.
That's really nice.
We're very, 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 very lucky. Dan's parents and their best friends get this house every single year in the same neighborhood, and it is unbelievably beautiful. Like, it's totally Kardashian style. There was even a gate this year.
Wow.
Although Dan and I have learned very quickly we have zero gate etiquette because we fucked up that gate every time we went through. We're on a list. You're like, we're checking it. No, we already checked it. Why would you say you checked in? We checked in. We're on a list, like, every time.
Oh, my God.
They kept letting us go through out of pity. Oh. They're like, you're fine.
These two can't even get it together.
They're like, you absolutely don't belong here, but it's fine. So, you know, we stayed at this place, and there are, I think this has to be said, there are 25 people that stay in this house.
Oh, my God.
So there's a lot of us. It's three generations of two families. Mm-hmm. And as crazy as it sounds, every family has two or three bedrooms. Every bedroom has its own bathroom. There's like multiple kitchens, multiple living rooms. I mean, the place is huge. Mm-hmm. So as big as it is, you do have your own space to kind of go to, relax, mm-hmm. close the door, unwind. You can have the kids in one room watching one show, the adults in another. I mean, there's plenty of space. Mm-hmm. So it actually kind of works because there's so many people. There's enough like buffers and things to do, and like everybody kind of finds their own vibe.
Right.
Well, Kennedy brought her two friends mm-hmm. and her essentially like cousins, like that have gone on this trip with Kennedy since they were born, are Kennedy's age and one's a year younger, and they're two boys. Mm-hmm. So the five of them were like the fucking Outer Banks. Like they just, they ignored most of us for most of the time. Mm-hmm. And the five of them hung out the entire time, did everything together. If we went Aww. Somewhere, they all went together. So it was the five teens the whole time. They had their own thing going. I mean, they had their own little living room that the five of them had that they could watch shows on and have snacks. They would night swim. They had their own, like, it was like spring break for 13-year-olds.
Wow.
It was very innocent. They're all really good kids. But I mean, mm-hmm. like, they kind of did their own thing. You know, every morning I'd wake up waiting, like, who am I making breakfast for? And, like, they all slept till, like, 10.
Wow.
You know, like they weren't getting up, but like they didn't need to. It was their vacation. Yeah. They all were very self-sufficient. We'd make like steak and eggs. Like, what do you guys want? They're like, we'll just get some waffles out of the freezer. You know, it was very like they're teens. They're fine.
Wow.
They did their own thing. Dan does not get to hang out with this whole family. Like everybody that comes, he doesn't get to see them that often. And mm-hmm. his uncle ended up coming down from Alabama, who he rarely sees. And it's like his favorite uncle. Mm-hmm. And he stayed at the house. So Dan like has to make up for lost time. I think the earliest Dan came to bed was 2:30 in the morning.
He would have loved that club.
The first day we were there, mm-hmm. he on his own drank 3/4 of a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, my God.
Throughout the duration of the day and night. So he would go to bed at 3 to 4 a.m. for the most part. And then he would be very hungover. What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's listening.
I can't believe you didn't get alcohol poisoning.
No. I'm just saying we all had a good time in our own ways.
Yeah.
I wasn't throwing any shade. I was saying that you were having a good time. Oh, well, you're not running for trustee. That's a bullshit job anyways.
But just in case I want to run again, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. But anyway, so he got to go hang out and do his thing and mm-hmm. hang out with his family. And I honestly think they were probably excited to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Like without me.
Right.
You know, not any shade on me. I just think it was probably nice for them to enjoy time with him, too.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed every night at like 9 to 10 and woke up kind of early every morning and watched the sunrise, I did beach walks.
Oh my God, look at you.
And like during the day, I kind of did my own thing a little or like took the kids somewhere. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it was kind of nice. We weren't there that long. We were only there 4 days. So it was just enough for me to kind of recharge my batteries, and everybody did something separately to enjoy to whatever they needed out of that vacation they got.
Oh my God.
And it was kind of nice. And again, it's almost weird because there's so many people there that you actually can do things alone, which sounds backwards because you think there's so many people there, you're always surrounded by people, right. But there's always groups doing things. So they don't notice if you're not there or not.
Yeah.
Not to say I didn't, I really loved spending time together as a group. We actually had so much fun. It was a really nice trip, but I could also have those moments to myself that like I really needed just for my own sanity because right. I've been so busy and I really needed to recharge my batteries.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, I mean, his parent, everybody was like super respectful. There was one night I was supposed to actually make dinner for everybody. And his parents were like, listen, you guys have been here the least amount of time. You're only here for 4 days. Like, I know you want to do this, but we're just going to take care of it because you, we want you to enjoy your day.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So it was really nice. But like, it was like three very separate vacations.
Oh my God, for real.
So, I mean, but it was what each of us individually needed out of that trip.
Yeah, that's really nice.
It was great. So.
That's awesome.
But it wasn't like communication and cohesion. You're like, it was so great. We all came together. I'm like, we got the fuck away from each other.
No, this was this was after our vacation. Yeah. That's where the communication came.
Yes, from. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. But it was lovely.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Everybody was wonderful. We're very, very lucky. So but yeah, it was a good time. And now we're back and we're back into the swing of things at home. And I'm like, oh, I hate it here.
Mm. So our ride, I could not wait to get home. A week is too long. First, we all agreed that about that. But getting home. So the day that you were in Baltimore for 8 hours.
You also got stuck in an airport.
Yeah.
But so with children.
Yes.
Different. Different.
Yes.
Different.
But I have to say they were awesome.
Good.
They really did do like they did so well. So we flew from Aruba to JFK. So in Aruba, they were like, if there is limited overhead compartments, so if you can check your bag at the gate, we will not charge you. So I was the only one who had checked a bag because I'm like, I'm putting 80 bottles of sunscreen in here, which thank you, because it was $25 a bottle in Aruba.
Oh, wow.
So. Brian and Max checked their bag at the gate because Max kept leaving his around anyway. So I was like, why not? So they checked their bag at the gate and they're like, you sure this is going to Buffalo? They're like, yes, this will go to Buffalo. So we go from Aruba to New York and we knew that it was kind of stormy in New York. So we knew that it was going to be, our second flight was already delayed. So the last hour and a half of our flight. Now there were three seats in each row. So I was with the boys and then Brian was across the aisle from me. The last hour and a half was really bad turbulence. Like really bad. Like the captain was like, flight attendants, please take your seats and put your seatbelts on. This is bad. So we are, and I'm totally flying fine. I have my ginger chews. They've been working great. Everything's fine. I was sharing ginger chews with everybody. So everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. And normally I get, ever since I had kids, I get motion sickness.
Right.
So this was the first time I was like, oh my God, I feel great. This is awesome. So the last half hour of the ride, all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm a little hot. So I go over to Brian. I'm like, can you pull my sleeve? I want to take my sweatshirt off. He's like, yeah. And Rosanna had apparently given him a look like, why is she doing that? So then I'm like, oh, it's a little hot in here. So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, no.
It's
I'm
just gonna- a wave?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, this is not ending well. So I grab my bag from the back of my seat and I open it up and there's a huge fucking tear in the bottom of it. I'm like, I go to Max's seat back. He doesn't even have one.
Oh, no.
So I go to Jude. I'm like, Jude, get your bag. And he's like, well, okay. So he goes down thinking I meant,
oh,
like,
my God, his bag under his seat.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So I look at Brian. I'm like, help me. I need a bag. So he gets me one. And as soon as I opened it, I threw up all over,
Oh, my God. That is the worst.
It was
the worst.
Terrible. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to throw up all over myself.
Yeah.
And we have another, like, half hour left of this flight. And everyone on this plane is going to hate me. And they were already hating on the poor toddler who kept crying. So I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I got everything in the bag. I'm like, oh, thank God. Well, poor Max next to me is like, I'm going to throw up. So I'm like, I asked Rosanna behind me. So she gives me a bag. So Max has a bag in front of him. And I'm like, this is terrible.
Oh, no.
So we land in JFK. Max does not throw up. I'm the only one who did. The flight attendant was very nice. She goes, okay, I'm going to bring this bag to Biohazard. I'm like, I don't fucking care what you're doing with my vomit. Just take it.
At least she took it. When I threw up on a flight, they made me carry it back like the walk of shame.
I was ready to carry it.
I had to carry it, my bag of puke, through the aisle. They're like, we can't touch that. You have to throw that out yourself.
Oh, my God.
That was Southwest. So rude. Maybe that's what happens when you fly Southwest.
JetBlue let me do it. So I was like, Yeah. Like, I look like a friggin' mess. My hair is all over the place. I look like a corpse, essentially, is what I look like.
And you just threw up.
Yeah.
That is the worst feeling, though. I did that to Costa Rica. I got motion sick.
Yes.
It's awful.
Oh, it's
it
so
is
bad.
A wave.
Yeah.
Your body just heats up. You go white. Everything starts spinning and you got to throw up.
Yeah.
And if you don't get to the toilet right then,
you're done. So we get off the plane and our flight is delayed. So we have some time and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to eat anything. And my kids, I swear to God, had I not thrown up on that flight, I don't think my kids would have been as good in the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, are you okay? Is everything okay?
Maybe this is what you need to do going forward.
I know. I just
maybe when your kids start acting like, you know, dicks, you just start throwing up and be like, you're making me sick! And just start throwing up. And then they'll be like, oh, my God, we're making mom sick.
I think that was a one-time thing.
Follow me for more parenting.
Yeah, exactly. Tips. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. So yesterday I saw Jen Brooks.
Oh yeah.
Who is also my son's English teacher, Jude's. And she said, "Oh, so I had everybody come in today. It was the first day back at school yesterday. I had everybody come in today and I said, write a compound sentence about your trip."
Oh,
or
God.
About your spring break.
Oh, God.
So Jude's was, I had a great time in Aruba and my mom threw up on the plane.
What a nerd. I love that kid.
It was so funny. Yeah, that tracks. So then even better, JetBlue ends up losing Brian's luggage.
Oh.
Yeah. Which had his CPAP machine.
What?
And all of his favorite underwear and his favorite
when
shirts.
When did he get it back?
He got it back the other day.
What did he do about the CPAP?
He just wasn't using it and then he got sick.
Oh.
Which sucked. Also, the one night I was like, oh, are you sleeping over? That's your CPAP machine.
Oh, cool. I'm in charge of your life. That seems,
he snores very loud.
Oh.
I was like, I'm not going to sleep.
Can you hear the snoring when he has the CPAP on?
He doesn't snore with the CPAP. That's the point of it.
Oh, is that the thing with the elephant trunk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Dude, I don't care. I can sleep.
Well,
yeah. So JetBlue will take your puke bag, won't give you back your luggage.
That seems like a really good motto.
That's their new slogan. We'll take your vomit to Biohazard.
Not sponsored, but open to it. I feel like we could totally be influencers for like how not to travel.
Oh.
And travel companies. There's another ant. What is happening in my house?
Oh, no. You better put some traps out.
I swear to God, I'm going to burn this house down. We just remodeled it. Now I'm going to burn it down. Burn the whole fucking thing down.
Oh, God. No.
Dan, there are ants.
Okay. There's been two ants, but those ants, they travel in packs.
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many.
There'll be more of them. So you definitely want to get that taken care
of. Hey, Siri, text my husband.
Oh, my God. Can we just wrap this up and then you can do this?
There are ants in here.
That's the second one.
Yeah. They travel in packs, Dan.
Oh, I just texted you that too. So anyways, now I'm itchy. Now I feel like I have ants on me.
You probably do.
Oh my God, don't tell me that. I'll burn my body. It's already burnt to a crisp.
Whoa, easy, Spider-Man. What are you doing there?
I mean, this is what he does.
What the hell? You just climbed the goddamn wall to kill an ant on the ceiling.
He has daughters. He's a pro.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's an egg up there.
This is great.
That's... Well, there is?
Gross. No. Should I put this dead ant in there? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Can we wrap this up?
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up.
Was there anything? Oh, I hope everybody enjoyed the eclipse. Thanks. I was in a text group with the weather, and one of my friends was like, this is the most Buffalo thing ever. Completely cloudy during the only eclipse totality we will see.
I'm not going to lie. We did not make it home for the eclipse on purpose. We're like, do we want another day of vacation or do we want to see the eclipse? And my whole family's like, vacation. And I'm like, we'll see it on Instagram. It's fine. Yeah. Like, you know, I understand it's a big deal. I'm not minimizing what that is. But we made the family decision to miss it. Mm-hmm. And then when everyone was sending us pictures that was cloudy, I was like, I feel better about my decision. Because if everyone was like, you know, it was the most amazing thing and the sun, you know, disappeared and like, and then like, I just wouldn't, I would feel bad if like my whole family had FOMO for missing it. Mm. So thanks, Buffalo.
For being the most Buffalo thing ever.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool when it got dark out though.
That was cool. I mean, I saw like a lot of videos of that, like how it looked like nighttime and then it got light again. So that is really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, the clouds, that wasn't cool.
Whatever.
But some people could see full totality, either that or they like pretended to and took pictures of other people's pictures and posted it. Because I saw some pictures where it looked like fucking NASA.
I know, right?
I was like, damn, like, that was Lancaster.
Not NASA. But yeah, that was pretty cool. And we're still in that eclipse energy right now. So I think Christy said the 22nd we will be out of it. So
that's 12 days.
Cool.
That's 12 days too long.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
It's been a lot.
Good times for all. We both made it home from our vacations and we are eventually going to get our shit together.
Probably not.
And we got to look into these 5 sponsors we have because, you know, we could actually be figuring this out. We could get a soundboard. We could set up the video cameras. We could actually, like, you know, get a legit thing going.
We could.
But we'll see.
We can barely get together to podcast.
We've been good all year until this week.
No.
There was like one other time.
Yeah.
There were like 2 different instances of 20 episodes that we couldn't get together.
Has it really been 20 episodes?
I don't know. It's been a lot.
Yeah. It sure has, Faith.
So, yeah. Good times.
All right.
Oh,
that's what I want to say. Our one sponsor that we do have, Rise Fitness.
And their new location.
Yes, they're coming. Also, I saw it. No big deal because it's the club Racquetball and Fitness. That's where they're moving to. So they will still have racquetball. And they will still have.
Are you a member of the racquetball club?
Brian is. So we go together. Huh. Racquetball's fun, man. On Monday, the day of the eclipse, I was having a day. And I was like.
We literally didn't record because you were racquetballing.
Yeah. That's how intense it was. I needed to hit something. We were in there forever. I was like, oh, my God, what time is it? What day is it right now? But anyway, No, 5893 Camp Road is where Rise is moving to.
It's very exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting.
Really quick before we go off air, because we have to, because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And you have to go home.
Yeah.
Very, very quick, because there are only 3 shows.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo Rundown.
Goddamn Summer House. I love it so much.
It is the best season of Summer House in a long time. Summer House, great.
It's like my favorite season of a Bravo show in a long time.
Yeah, Lindsay is terrible.
Oof.
Terrible. I cannot get on her team at all. Mm-mm. Vanderpump, Did you see last night's episode?
I did.
Okay. Unpopular opinion.
Ooh.
I feel very bad for Joe.
Oh my God, I know.
I feel very bad for Joe. And this is when I go back on my theory that Tom Schwartz is not the dumb, aloof, like, oh, kind idiot he pretends to be.
No.
I think he's very much a fuckboy and a player.
He's an asshole.
And I feel very bad for Joe.
Oh, my God.
And he's definitely been stringing her along.
1,000%.
And I don't think he acted any different when he was married. I think, and that's why I think Katie is now turning into, you know, this, you know, goth Katie, new Katie.
Yeah, she's interesting.
She makes me laugh, though. I really do enjoy her.
She actually makes me cringe. She makes, like, I'm like, she's talking again.
But I can't, yeah. But I think she's traumatized from being married to that thing.
Yeah, I agree. So, I agree.
But I do feel bad for Joe. I feel very bad for Joe.
Oh, my God. For real.
I also will say that in this last episode, I really did feel bad for Ariana.
Agreed.
Because
agreed.
I'm like, yeah, you guys
she was
need
actually
to fucking
human.
Back off of her for a second. And I know that for us right now, it's been a year, but at the time of filming, this was 3 months later.
Yes, I agree. However, even Ariana said it. She put a wall up.
She did. She did.
And with that, like, you alienate people.
Yeah. And I will say, I feel bad for Ariana for all of it except the house. Get out of the house.
Yeah.
I don't understand how any of these sentences that she wants to say to make us believe that she couldn't move out of the house. Like,
yeah.
They just, I mean, I do genuinely feel bad for her. And I feel bad that he can't even apologize. And he does. Every other fucking statement, he's throwing it. Well, that's the only bill you paid. Okay,
yeah.
You gaslighter. Mm-hmm. You're trying to villainize Ariana so you can sleep better at night.
Uh-huh.
Cut it out. She
you
did not do anything to you.
And you obviously had no problem with that.
Right. So I'm like, cut it out. Like, just stop it. I don't like that he's doing that to her.
Yeah,
agreed. At all.
Agreed.
And I feel like he's trying to jump on the train because he sees that people are starting to kind of quiver with mm-hmm. their loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doubling down on it. And I've liked Brock all season. But yes, last episode, I was like, shut your mouth, Brock.
Yeah. Why is he getting so vocal?
I don't know. And I'm like, cut it out with all of this. You do not have a place in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shut up.
Agreed.
That agreed. He kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to think about Lala. I think she's being really producer pushed this season. I think the producer's like, someone needs to be nice to Joe, Lala. Someone needs to call Rachel, Lala.
Yeah.
Someone needs to be nice to Tom, Lala. Go over and watch him have breathing orgasms. Like, I don't even know what that scene was.
That was weird.
But I feel like Lala is just like doing whatever the producers are telling her.
Okay. What I will say is this. Did you see Watch What Happens Live?
With last Sheena? Night, no.
Okay. So I may have fallen asleep and woke up to it. And Sheena was saying, they were talking about Lala. And Sheena said, I think when people see the finale and the reunion, they will understand why Lala is doing that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I love Lala.
Yeah.
I'm always team Lala. Like, mm-hmm. I do love her. She's one of my favorite on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it does feel like, not scripted, but it does feel like producer pushed for storylines.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to make connections to include other people in where it shouldn't. Like, I don't think if she didn't call Rachel in that first episode, I don't, you know, other than Tom talking about her, want to pull her in. If she didn't go have that lunch with Tom, the only other person that's really been nice to him in the group, there's nobody else that's been nice to him in the girl group. Like, that, yeah. It's bridging. She's doing what we're doing to our demographics.
Yes. But I think she's a good person to do that.
She is a good person to do that. And I really do like Lala, but I also don't know necessarily if that's her making that decision to do that or if it's producers that are like, I mean, let's face it. The producers don't script anything, but the producers will be like, start a fight tonight. Do this. Do this. Like, and if you want to be on the show, as we learned from Lisa Rinna, you listen to what the producers say.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so Vanderpump, The Valley. The Valley is like, I can't stop watching it, but I really want to stop watching it.
I watched one episode.
I've watched a lot of them. I don't like that Jesse man at all.
Is he the one who talks about having three kids?
I don't know. He's the one that put his hand up in his wife's face at the last episode.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And they're divorcing. She already filed for divorce, so they don't last in real life anyways.
Ooh.
It's kind of a douche. I don't like Jax. I don't like Kristen. I don't actually know why I'm still watching the show.
I know. I'm like, they're literally all the worst people from Vanderpump.
I do like Jason and Janet a lot. They're very cute and I really like them. She's pregnant and he's the lawyer. I really like them a lot. But I also will say, if you are not watching Buying Beverly Hills, Buying Beverly Hills is so good. And if you guys don't know what that is, that's Mauricio's show where it's all about the agency. Mm-hmm. But it's also very much like Selling Sunset because it's about all of his realtors and all of like what goes on in the agency. But all of their kids work for him. It is so good. Season one was phenomenal and it had no conflict. It was just about his firm and what the kids do and the girls like learning from their dad. And
is there more than one season?
There's two seasons. Oh. So season one was one of my favorite shows. I think I watched it in a day. It was so good. The girls are so much like Kyle. Like it is really interesting. And they talk a lot about being on Bravo and how that's affected their life and like growing up with cameras and the fourth wall is down. They talk about all of that and it's really good. Okay. So season two came out and in Kyle's getting a ton of shit because on season two, Mauricio's like, yeah, you know, we separated and she's seen someone and, you know, we made the agreement like we're both going to see other people. We're just not going to talk about it or be public about it or whatever.
I'm just going to talk about it on my Netflix show.
No. But he's like, I'm like, they were telling their kids. She didn't do any of this. She's like, I don't know if we're seeing. I don't know if we're separated. Are you seeing more? I don't know. And like her, Beverly Hills, she gave us nothing.
Yeah.
Mauricio is putting it all out there.
Wow.
And then he's like, and then recently he was in an interview and they're like, how come you put it all out there? And Kyle didn't. He goes, I thought we were in agreement, but it is so sad to watch because he is like, I realize that my job is awful right now. Like I am traveling all the time. And when you watch it, it is really sad. He is like, I understand our dynamic and our marriage has changed, but like I've been married to my wife for 26 years. I don't want another wife. I don't want another, like, this is what I want. He's like, I would spend every day trying to work on this, but she doesn't want to anymore. And like, if she doesn't want to, I can't make her.
Yeah.
He's like, but like, I love my wife. Like, I don't want anything different than this. And like, he really struggles with her decision and it makes it very clear it is her decision. And now, I mean, like I said, and I will stand by this unless something comes out that Mauricio at some point cheated on her, which would change all of this. I think that Kyle stayed so tight-lipped and tried to villainize Mauricio in the season of Beverly Hills and drop hints but not say anything or say, like, I think she did that because at the end of the day she is the one initiating this and she kind of pulling a Tom Sandoval to make herself sleep better at night has to make it seem like she has to villainize him to make herself feel justified in her decisions. But when you watch the other side of it, he is like not okay.
I got some opinions about that. Like, I feel like, number one, we're never going to really know what happened.
100%.
And I think because she's been so tight-lipped about it, like, something was wrong with the marriage in order for this to happen.
100%.
Like, I mean,
he traveled all the time.
Yeah. And so she felt like that was just 100%. Not working for her.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she talked about it with him multiple times and they had multiple conversations about it. And she got to the point where this is all speculation because I am not friends with Kyle Richards yet. can you DM her?
I don't like her,
but I feel like it's easy to make her look like the bad guy because now he's painting the story of, like, I don't want this. This is not what I wanted. But we don't actually know what his part in this is or hers.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand that, except for the point that I don't like Kyle.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to be a little biased.
Yeah.
And the fact is she really made an effort on her season to make Mauricio look bad.
I don't think she did, though.
She told his mom about his tattoos. She kept dropping hints that he did something to change her trust. It's like, what did he do?
But I think something did happen. I do believe that something did happen for that. I don't know what it was, but obviously they're both going to paint different pictures.
Yeah.
Because something was – They were living two different marriages. Right. If she wants out so much and he still wants to keep it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's too hard to like make judgment calls on that because we don't know.
I think, yeah. I mean, but we also are going to judge because that's why they put their lives on TV.
Right.
So
then, yeah.
But point. I also, on that note of all of it, which I don't care how bitchy this sounds, she had no fucking problem spending his money on every episode.
Yeah.
I know that's a real bold statement for me to make, but I'm making it. I just don't, I didn't like Kyle's entire attitude on Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, why are you asking me about Morgan? And then she's getting tattoos of fucking Morgan. Oh, yeah. Don't act that. Like, oh, I can't tell you. But then she's putting out there, why are you asking me about that? It's all over the fucking news headlines. Like,
yeah.
I just didn't like Kyle's approach to anything.
Right.
I thought you're on a fucking show to be transparent.
Yeah.
You're on a reality show. Mm-hmm. But then you're holding every detail. Now, I understand those are precious details and you may not want that in the public. Then don't be on the show. It's kind of the same thing I have with Ariana.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with Tom and the way he lives, don't live with him. Like, I can only feel so bad to an extent on right. certain things. And I think that's the part of Kyle that pissed me off was like, you're mad about everything. You're mad about people inquiring, but you were all over the fucking tabloids. Like, if all of a sudden all these people started texting me about you, mm-hmm. like, hey, I saw Anna doing this, is, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I had no idea. I might be like, hey, so there's a lot of people saying that, you know, you're with a girl. Like, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty bold thing.
Right. Right.
And if you were just like, I don't know why everyone's saying that. And then you like have matching tattoos and like you're walking around. Like, it's just like, I felt like I can understand all of that. Maybe mm-hmm. something happened. Maybe like if that all went down, if he, you know, messed with her trust, if he did do something and she is totally rightful in all this, mm-hmm. that's fine. But like, you are on a show and that has to play a part in how you handle this.
Right.
And if you don't want to handle this on the show, don't be on the show.
Yes, I agree. Also, I just want to clarify, I don't like either one of them. So.
Oh, I love Mauricio.
Okay.
Well, I love whatever. His show. But I'm a sucker because I also think, to be fair, you have to watch Buying Beverly Hills before you have an opinion.
Okay. I'll watch that.
It is so good. Because I love the way he is with his kids.
Yeah, that's sweet.
But and I love the way she is with their kids. I think the hard thing to watch is they are separately both very good parents.
Right.
I will give both of them that. I think Kyle is a phenomenal mom, and I think Mauricio is a phenomenal dad.
So here's what I want to say about that, though, because to your point where Kyle is like not being upfront about everything, if she's not saying things because she wants to protect her kids, I'm using air quotes there, then don't have that conversation with your kids in front of cameras.
On air. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what I mean is I just feel like Kyle was very hypocritical all season.
Yeah. Agreed.
And so that unfortunately mm-hmm. makes her more suspicious to me.
Right.
And unfortunately, it supports his narrative. Whether yeah. it's true or not.
Yeah.
It does support his narrative.
Yeah.
Because she was so hypocritical all season.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't believe anything she fucking says.
Yeah. I get that.
But I will give her the benefit of the doubt. And I have said it. If something comes out that Mauricio did something or cheated on her, then I completely take back everything I'm saying. But it is really interesting to watch. And the guy who sold Ariana's house to her is on Mauricio's show.
Really?
Ben Balick. Mm. And like, that's the other thing. There's really good characters or people. They're not characters.
Right.
There are really Ooh. You
oh.
should watch.
I did not like that.
No disrespect to Cash Money. But you should watch.
Okay.
A lot of silver foxes. Lots of. Oh, my God. I mm-hmm. am like, I could never move to LA and ever deal with any sort of these realtors. I mean, the girls and the boys equally are just like all stunningly beautiful. Mm. But yeah, there are some people on that show where I am like, I think God created these people by hand, sculpted by hand. But it is very good eye candy. It's very good drama. The real estate is amazing.
Ugh.
And there's lots of celebrities on there. They're always selling to celebrities and stuff like that. But yeah, when they posted Ariana's house and said she just bought this house, mm-hmm. thank God, a year later, she is now finally moving out. Mm-hmm. It said Ben Balick Group. And I go, oh, he's on Mo's show.
Aww.
And he, like, I didn't love Ben season one, but I liked him season two a lot more.
Does he have his own real estate thing now?
So Mauricio owns the agency, mm-hmm. which is this huge real estate, you know, mm-hmm. billion-dollar real estate company. Mm-hmm. And then within each location, mm-hmm. he will allow certain realtors to have their own separate brokerage within under the agency bubble.
Yeah.
So it umbrellas all of them, mm-hmm. but there's the Ben Ballack group, there's the this group, there's the this group, but they're all under the agency and under Mauricio.
Got it.
But they all work separately in their own brokerages under the agency.
Got it.
Okay. It's really interesting. And in Mauricio's group, it's the Umansky girls.
Mm.
And it is very interesting to watch that dynamic. And it is literally Mauricio, his dad, and his daughters.
Oh, my God. His dad?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's just really interesting to watch. And it's really interesting to watch how that all plays out. And like,
did his dad start the agency?
No.
Oh.
He hired his dad.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is actually a really good show. I highly recommend it. In season two, he definitely shows a lot more of all the separation, which now I feel very jaded about. So we'll see. But you should watch it.
Yes, I will. I'll put it on my list.
All right. Well, that was a quick 20-minute extra.
I know.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock. You got to go.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to turn into a pumpkin.
Guys.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
It's so nice to see your face.
It's nice to see yours, too. Mm. All right.
Bye.
Bye.